If there are men willing to pay, women working in Doncaster's red light district have told me that prostitution will carry on.
They've tried to stop it before, they've tried to even move them to Lorry Park, but while there's someone willing to pay and while girls are willing to work, it'll always be there.
But Louise Richer is trying to help stop prostitution.
It's about looking at the demand and then following that up with support for the women that are supplying that.
She's from the Change Course and goes around the country doing group work with men who've admitted curb crawling. She runs the one-day sessions in Doncaster, which are a bit like a speed awareness course.
Instead of just accepting that everybody's there because they made a mistake and kind of leaving it there, it's about really identifying what the motivation was for each of those men, and that will be different for each of them.
She says it's mainly about changing the way they think and behave.
We had a guy in the group today who tells us he went out to get a pizza. It was apparent that there are several places where he could buy pizza that are closer to him. So it's about, well, do you prefer that pizza shop because that really is the best pizza in town, or is it because when you go to get pizza there, you also get to look at sex workers?
Louise says it's all sorts of men who do it. Joanne's worked on Thorn Road for over 15 years.
Some of them can be nice. They're out here because the wife's passed away and they don't want to be involved in a relationship with another woman. And some of them you can actually feel sorry for. But then some of them are married with children. And they're the ones that I think to myself, do you know, you're sad, you're a pervert, you know.
While many women in the town aren't convinced prostitution will ever be stopped, Louise is confident they can make a difference. She says more than 98% of those who do their course are never caught soliciting again.